The great man joins us, Robbie Slater, on the Big Sports Breakfast. Good morning, Robbie.
What's he doing, Nick? I mean, you know, it took us how long to get a decent play on?
Yeah.
And now, what's he play all the time now?
Well, I think, is that where you scored the goal?
Yeah, where I was nippy, remember?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I was once on the front page of the News of the World being nippy, but we won't go into that with Julian Fix, the left-back from West Ham. I could actually be divorced twice now. I could actually tell that story, but maybe for another day.
Save it for the Big Sports Breakfast Lunch. We'll get you to tell it there.
When's that? Listen, the Big Sports Breakfast Lunches, Ben, all is when I'm working.
No,
so you're probably having one today because I'm off to Adelaide, of course, for the FFA Cup final.
We'll make sure we put it in your diary so we've got it for next year. So you're off to Adelaide. Mm-hmm. This will be a good match tonight. The Tab have, at this stage, Adelaide favourites just in front of Melbourne City. Do you think that's justified or should City be favourites?
Look, justified because they've been unbeatable, the FFA Cup at Cooper Stadium. Now, I know Melbourne City beat them in what was a quirky fixture list where they were having this final and then they played each other in the league on Sunday. Melbourne City won 2-1, but it was really a game where Melbourne City, all over them, absolutely outstanding in the first half. Adelaide got a goal back in the second half and then they came up. So on that, I think that Adelaide's slightly favourites, Dave, but really it's a toss of the coin. Adelaide, for me, slightly favourites because they're at home.
What about in the Champions League, Robbie? Tottenham.
What about that Champions? Tottenham 5-0.
Are they in back in form?
Nah, you can't. Well, look, you can only play what's in front of you, of course. But look, given the opposition, you can hardly say that.
Who'd they play? Like, I can't even pronounce that name.
No, well, we'll get Nick on air to pronounce that.
All right. So, where are they from? Do you know where they're from?
I have a crack.
Are they from like a
Chievena Cerveza?
Is it Eastern European?
It's called Chievena Cerveza.
Right.
Givola.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Okay. Well, they got pumped 5-0.
Well, let's put it this way: they're not French.
No, they're not French. Oh, very good, very good. So, where are they? Are they Turkish?
I don't know.
Don't know.
Cerveza. It doesn't really matter where they're from. It just matters that Tottenham beat them 6-0. And yes, of course, I mean, that's going to do a world of good for their confidence. Now, you can only play what's in front of you. And, you know, as far as Pochettino is concerned,
he'll be very happy.
He'll be very happy.
Very happy.
PSG will be happy too. 5-0.
Yeah, no, it's a good result. The Champions League, of course, in stage is always tricky for clubs because you're juggling the start of a season. The Champions League starts really quickly, and we know the importance that clubs put on the Champions League, particularly the chairman.
Mm. What about tomorrow? Your boys play Fairdinkum. Is it Genk? Genk or Genk?
Genk. No, Genk. It's not Genk.
Well, mate,
for God's sake.
Well, I'm learning. It's like I'm back in, some sort of geography class. So where's Genk from?
Well, really, seriously, Dave Stanley.
Mate, if you don't pump them 6-0.
And you're making a play for the top job, and you don't know where Genk is.
Well, where is it? You're the expert.
It's in Belgium.
Belgium.
In fact, one of our former Socceroos, who was a fantastic Socceroo, Josip Skoko, who you probably never heard of, captained Genk.
Well, you surely will blow them off the park.
Genk, they're in Belgium. No, they're pretty tough. So it'll be a tough one. Anywhere away from home is tough in Europe, particularly when you have to go to Chievena Cerveza.
Well, it's the first time they've ever met, ever, KRC Genk in Liverpool in any competition.
Yeah.
And their only previous meeting with English opponents was back in the Champions League. They got pumped 5-0 at Stamford Bridge by Chelsea. But they did.
Yeah, look, I mean, Liverpool's favourites, there's no doubt.
Yeah, but they did draw 1-1 at home against Chelsea. So maybe they grow a leg, the Genks, at home.
No, it's always difficult going away from home. You know, local support, small stadium. I think they got a purpose-built 30,000-seater, 25,000 in Genk. It'll be a tough place to go. They're a reasonably sized club in Belgium, and, they're in the Champions League because they've done very well and performed very well in their competition last season.
And quickly in the EPL, yesterday, Rob, Sheffield United got the victory over Arsenal. Disappointing result for them.
Yeah, it wasn't a great weekend for Chips because, you know, your Tottenhams and your Arsenals, you know, I mean, that's a shocking result. And I know it's very early still, but, you know, I mean, you can only see Liverpool or Manchester United. The other one is probably Chelsea, that are doing okay. But, you know, Tottenham in a world of pain and Arsenal, you know, 1-0, a pitiful performance at Sheffield United. But having said that, there's always the other side. And Sheffield United, who are favourites, you know, along with a lot of other clubs, in that to be in that relegation battle, they still are. Mm. But it's a big win.
Why didn't he play Ozil?
Because Ozil has been out of form.
So that's it.
Away from home, you pick different teams.
Yep.
I love the way you see Ozil. I mean, seriously, Dave.
Mate.
I mean, I know you're not a fan of the game and you show it
all. Hey, that's...
Disrespect. It's called Ozil.
I like the game, but I just like to put an Australian tinge on it, mate. That's all.
Oh, well, you've certainly managed to do that.
We can't all be, you know...
multilingual.
Multis in general.
C'est difficile d'être multilingual. De parler des langues différentes.
Yeah.
Das ist gut, ja.
Yes, very good. All right.
Laurie's bilingual.
Laurie's looking at Gank on mate, the...
I'm trying to work out where Gank is.
No, but Laurie is bilingual. Haven't you seen him after a few beers?
I tell you what, Swahili.
Hey, and by the way, Jeremy told me, right, Laurie knows who Jeremy is, one of his best mates, that you had your 50th.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, well, that was
nice. Oh, you didn't invite Robbie.
No. Jeremy, well, it wasn't a 50th. There was no invitation.
Well,
it was
Jeremy,
a mate of mine
said nice, and he said, look, Laurie told me that he expressly didn't want you to come because you just caused trouble.
No. It wasn't an invitation. A mate of mine said, I'm going to put out some feelers for people to come and have a drink with you. That's
Jeremy's
all.
Jeremy's exact words, and he's, you know, he's throwing you under the bus. He said, I don't want Slater to come because he'll want to talk soccer. And he'll want to talk jink.
Enjoy the trip to Adelaide. Please put that French accent on for all the people on the plane.
Yeah, Dave, honestly, it's going to be a great game. Brilliant.
Yeah.
No, the first major trophy of the season, so it should be a good one.